Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Over the last few weeks, we have travelled together through Jeremiah and Lamentations. We've seen the deep brokenness of God's people, the reality of exile, the honesty of lament, and yet through it all, the stubborn, unshakable hope of God that who would not give up on his people. And I'm told that if you want to go back and listen to any of the previous sermons in this series, that they're all on the website. So do go back and remind yourselves. We've seen that God will not give up on his people, but let's be honest, they gave him plenty of opportunities. They didn't just break the covenant once or twice. They broke it the same way that some of us will break New Year's resolutions, enthusiastically, repeatedly, and before the end of January. We've watched judgment and mercy side by side. And today, in our final reading from Jeremiah, we reach the heart of the hope of God's promise of a new covenant. Jeremiah speaks into a nation that has reached the end of itself. The covenant made at Sinai has been shattered. The commands written on stone haven't changed the human heart. The people know it. They've tried, they've failed, they've tried again. And so God speaks this astonishing promise, I will make a new covenant and I will write it on their hearts. Not a new rule book, not a spiritual try harder, something completely new. A covenant based not on human faithfulness, but on God's grace. I will forgive their iniquities. I will remember their sin no more. I have to say that as a parent, I find this deeply reassuring. How many of us have come face to face with a child wearing that innocent expression that says, Mummy, I've done something absolutely dreadful, but I'm hoping you won't notice. I remember walking into Lucas's room when he was about three and finding him sitting in a sea of shredded baby wipes and the empty packet hidden under his teddy, as if it would fool me. But he looked at me with that adorable face, and you can't help but forgive. You can't stay cross. And sometimes we are not so different with God. We make a mess. We try to hide the evidence, and we hope no one notices. But God doesn't meet us with scolding, but with grace. I will forgive. I will remember your sin no more. In other words, I will do what you cannot. I will change you from the inside out. This is the moment that we have been moving towards throughout this sermon series. The old covenant showed the human heart, and the new covenant will transform it. The old covenant revealed sin, and the new covenant will forgive it. The old covenant was written on stone, but the new covenant will be written within. So we turn to Matthew's gospel, where Jesus is standing amongst a crowd that is surrounded by idols and other gods. And Jesus asks his disciples that question that sits in the very center of faith. Who do you say I am? You can almost imagine Peter's face, a mixture of eagerness and panic as he pulls at his collar. Is this a trick question? Am I supposed to give a deep theological answer or the first thing that comes to my head? I've had moments like that, and I'm sure you have too. When someone asks you a deep, meaningful question, your brain just logs off. But this isn't a test that Jesus is setting. He's opening a door. He's inviting them to see what God is revealing. He's not asking them, what have others said about me, but who am I to you? And Peter replies with the clarity that can only come from God. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And in that moment, Jeremiah's promises rise to full height. The hope of Israel, the new covenant, the forgiveness of sins, the renewal of the heart, everything that God has promised is standing right in front of them. Jesus says, "This was revealed to you by my Father," just as Jeremiah said that God himself writes his truth on the human heart. And Jesus declares, "On this rock I will build my church," not necessarily on Peter's personality or his brilliance, but on this confession, this truth, this revelation of who Jesus is. When I was a child, I was forced to memorize our home telephone number. In case I got lost or needed to phone at home, my mum drilled it into me over and over and over again until I could recite it in my sleep. That's something that was written on my heart. It becomes a part of you. But now I couldn't tell you what that number is if my life depended on it. It's completely gone because we moved house and we got a new number. So I stopped using it. I stopped reciting it. And it's gone. And it struck me this week as I was preparing for today that things only stay written on our heart whilst we keep returning to them. God's covenant is a bit like that. It's not information written on a page, but a truth that God plants within us and a truth that we are invited to return to remember and to live in. Earlier this morning at St. Thomas's, we celebrated two baptisms, a joyful reminder of this new covenant in action. And it struck me again how baptism is at the very heart of God. Before we are able to fully understand him, he fully understands us. Before we reach for him, he reaches for us. And baptism is a sign that God's grace always moves first. It's exactly what Jeremiah was talking about, a God who writes love on the human heart, who begins the work long before we know how to respond. And so this morning, we are asked to ponder that question, who do you say I am? It's a question that comes to us not once in life, but again and again, when we are confident and when we're uncertain, when we feel strong in our faith and when we feel like we're hanging on by our fingertips. Some of us may feel very close to God this morning, and some of us may feel that our minds are being pulled in 1,000 different directions. If that's you, you are not disqualified. God meets us in the swirl just as much as in the stillness. The promise of Jeremiah is that God is the one who will still change our hearts, still the one who forgives. He is still the one who renews and still the one who draws us to himself. So as we bring this sermon series to a close, I invite you to reflect on what we've learned throughout the last few weeks and to hear Jesus' question again, who do you say I am? Not who do others say, not what does culture say, but you. And the miracle of this new covenant is that we don't answer this question alone. God himself writes the truth on our hearts. So may each of us, in our own way, in our own time, find ourselves able to say with Peter and to keep saying it throughout our lives, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright contact us for more details.